Romans 8:13. Welcome back to Friends Bible Study. I like to begin each session with an illustration, a story, or a picture that stimulates our thinking about the topic we're going to cover. There is a story about a man who said he felt like a white dog and a black dog were always fighting inside of him. A person asked, "Which one is winning?" The man replied, "The one I feed the most is the one that wins." There is likewise a battle inside of us between our old sinful nature and our new nature in Christ. Which one will win? Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. Romans 8:13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you by the Spirit put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. The first meditation question is, give examples of how living according to the sinful nature produces death in us. We can choose to live according to the sinful nature. This means to follow its desires and appetites. This will only result in death. Only Christ living in us can produce life. Living according to the flesh may involve sinful deeds that we've mentioned, including sexual immorality, anger, drunkenness, etc. These are all driven by selfishness, pride, and self-rule. The sin nature will always produce death. Living in the Spirit does not mean just not sinning. It means to live in Christ and to experience his life through the Holy Spirit. Many people who live according to the flesh lead lives filled with activities, sports, pleasures, travel. These are not wrong in themselves, but if they are all self-focused, they will produce death, not life. Those who live according to the sinful nature cannot enjoy God's presence. Thus, they cannot experience the fullness of life and happiness that only God can give to us. Second meditation question is, give examples of how to put to death the deeds of the sinful nature by the Spirit. How does this produce life? Even after we come to faith in Christ and begin to walk in the Spirit, the battle with our sinful nature rages on. When we believed in Jesus, his Spirit dwelt within us, so we no longer have to be controlled by the sin nature. However, we still have a choice. We can live focused on the flesh or on the sinful nature, or live according to the Spirit. Verse 13 says, "If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live." How can we do this? How can we put to death the deeds of the sinful nature? Some people may have an image of themselves wielding a sword and attacking areas of their flesh that have raised their ugly head. Well, Jesus did say in Matthew 5, verse 30, "If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be cast into hell." I think this means to deal radically with areas of sin that we cannot overcome. For example, many men are addicted to internet pornography. They should be willing to throw their computer away, quit their job, or whatever it takes to be free from that sin. So it is correct to say that we must deal radically with sin. On the other hand, wielding a sword against oneself may not be the image Paul intended in verse 13. First, it is important to keep in mind that Paul said, "If by the Spirit." Putting to death the deeds of the flesh is a choice, but it is something we can only do with the help of the Holy Spirit. How does this work? Let's consider this question. Which is the best way to kill the flesh, harakiri or starvation warfare? The Japanese samurai practice of committing suicide by harakiri is famous. Americans pronounce this harikiri. If a samurai committed some unforgivable act of betrayal or treason, He used his small sword to cut open his own stomach from one side to the other and die a most painful death. I think sometimes we think of putting to death the deeds of the flesh like harakiri. Hara means stomach, and kiri means to cut your stomach. We have done something wrong and shameful and must die. I don't think this is what Paul had in mind when he said to put to death the deeds of the flesh. For one thing, we have seen throughout our study of Romans that God has forgiven our sins through the grace of the cross, and there is no longer any judgment or condemnation for those who are in Christ. Also, the harakiri model often becomes an attempt to put to death our flesh in the power of the flesh. I think that putting to death the flesh, the deeds of the flesh, is more like starvation warfare than harakiri. Yes, we do have to make choices every day to follow the Spirit's leading and reject self-rule and selfishness. However, Paul explained in Romans 8, 5-8, that the mind of the flesh is death and the mind of the Spirit is life and peace. Our thoughts and the focus of our attention will be on either what the Spirit desires or on what the sinful nature desires. Starvation warfare means that we put to death the deeds of the flesh not by feeding it, like in the example of the two dogs fighting within. The one we feed the most will win. We put to death the actions of the sinful nature by choosing not to feed it. Instead of focusing our hearts and our minds on what our flesh wants, we focus our hearts and minds on what the Spirit wants. In this way, our life in the Spirit grows stronger and stronger, and our flesh becomes weaker and weaker. I want to be clear about this idea of putting to death the deeds of the flesh, even though this is a bit longer than usual. Starvation warfare is one part of putting to death the deeds of the flesh. However, there are many ways the Spirit of God will help us to put to death the deeds of our sinful nature. For example, I think the Spirit continually exposes our pride, which is the core of sin, and leads us into a deeper experience of Christ's humility. We must reject pride and embrace humility. When areas of our flesh are revealed, and this happens regularly, what should we do? For example, if I react in anger towards someone, what should I do? I think we need to return to the grace of God by faith rather than self-condemnation or attempting to kill our flesh in the strength of the flesh. By faith, we thank God there is no condemnation because we are in Christ. By faith, we ask the Spirit of God to fill us and replace anger or self with His love and His presence. The point is this: we put to death the deeds of the flesh by focusing on the Spirit of God, feeding our hearts from Him, and following His promptings. When we choose to follow the Spirit and reject the desires of the old nature, we experience the indwelling life of Jesus. So what is Jesus saying to me from this verse? I felt like He's telling me, trust my Spirit to help you put to death the bad actions of your sinful nature. Focus your heart and your spirit on following His leading. And how will I trust and obey Jesus today? This is what I wrote: trust the Spirit to lead you and help you put selfish behavior to death. Let's pray. Father, teach us how to live by your Spirit and how to put to death the deeds of our flesh. And again, I want to encourage you all to share the word with your sharing partner daily. As written in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.